I have another war story to tell about architectural works. I represented a small real estate development firm a number of years ago that was sued by Schultz Design Company, an entity that creates and sells architectural plans for mid to large size new home construction. Schultz operated on a subscription model. You paid a certain amount per year to have access to some or all of Schultz's stock plans, which gave you a license to construct those homes during the license term. Many small developers use Schultz plans. Unfortunately, through neglect, oversight, or intentionally, developers sometimes let their subscriptions lapse, meaning the copyright license lapsed, but continued to build houses using the Schultz plans. Schultz seemed to have a side business of suing small developers all over the country for copyright infringement when this happened, including my client. Even if failure to keep up with the subscription license fees was merely an oversight, that is not a defense to copyright infringement. Copyright infringement is really a strict liability offense, not a kind of negligence. As a defendant in such a case, you have some good arguments on the merits. If you look at the Schultz plans on this website, you can easily begin to pick apart things that could be individual standard features until there's nothing left. You also have a good argument relating to remedies, that even if there was infringement, the remedy should be limited to the unpaid license fee. However, there were some other cases we found in which Schultz was able to enforce its rights and in which the damages were calculated as the profit the developer made selling the homes, much larger than the license fee, and potentially large enough to put a small developer out of business. Further, in copyright litigation, the prevailing party often is entitled to attorney's fees, which even in relatively straightforward copyright cases can run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. We'll talk more about some of that when we cover remedies. As you may gather, all of this provides a strong incentive to settle, even if that means paying much more than what the annual license fee would have cost. As it happened, we were able to persuade our client's general liability insurance carrier to defend and indemnify our client based on some creative arguments about the policy language. I'm not totally sure what happened with the case after that, but I presume at some point the insurer settled. I never quite understood Schultz's business model, though. I'm sure my client purged its inventory of Schultz plans and tried to find a less litigious supplier. Who wants to do business with someone that's suing its customers all around the country on dodgy copyright claims? On the other hand, I had a similar experience with a serial copyright plaintiff in a different context who I think turned to litigation when the market for its product dried up. But I'll tell you that war story when we talk about infringement later in the semester.